This is Not Your Average Financial Podcast, episode 344, Owning the Number, Securing Your Family Legacy with Len Rainier.
Traditional financial planning is no longer working. And in the new normal economy, your host, certified financial planner Mark Willis, invites you to join us as we engage the new and improved steps for establishing financial sanity. Be curious, be stable, be sane. This is Not Your Average Financial Podcast, helping you think different about your money, your economy, and your future.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode. I was meeting just the other day with a 21-year-old. Now, this is not a normal 21-year-old, okay? I was meeting with him, going over his finances, looking at his goals and his dreams. He's a high-income earner, he's a business owner, and he's doing amazing work. And he's able to save a ton of money because he's single, has no kids, wants to have a family someday. So I was so impressed with his ability to save and live within his means. Again, he's a competent business owner at the very young age of 21. But one of the first things I told him, after congratulating him, of course, for running a very successful business and saving all of his money, was to think long range. And I mean like way long range. I told him to start by thinking about the next three generations. That's right. I just let that pregnant pause just hang in there on our conversation. And you could hear the shock in his response. Mark, three generations? He said. Now, I knew it might just blow his mind, but I was so glad that he was able to come around to that time frame. And the truth is, traditional financial planning focuses on the short term, whether it's budgeting for this month's expenses or even the short term of your own comfortable retirement. Yeah, that's short term. But I believe true wealth is not just building up a big pile of money to spend it all throughout retirement, but it's about leaving a lasting legacy and leaving the world better than you found it. So even for a single unmarried 21-year-old, this shift in perspective demands a new approach. It demands owning your own legacy. Now, you may not plan to have a family like he does or, you know, own a business. There might be other complications in your life. But imagine what it would feel like to know with absolute certainty that the people you care about the most are going to receive a specific sum of money, regardless of the market fluctuations or life's uncertainties. This is the power of owning the number, owning your own legacy. So how would you want to leave this world a better place? Families long ago knew that they would inherit the family farm or the family business. The elders knew that they were training the younger generation, not just to inherit a big pile of money, but they would inherit a living, breathing business that would require not just money, but skills, family values, so much more. So what are you doing to prepare your next three generations to receive what you hope to give them someday? Again, not just preparing the money for the people, but preparing the people for the money. Now, what if I told you that the key to securing your financial future lies in thinking beyond traditional financial planning? We're going to get into some real-life case studies in this episode of what it might mean to redefine the meaning of wealth. So we're in part two of a two-part presentation that was given at last year's Not Your Average Financial Summit. Now, that's an annual summit where hundreds of you gather to engage in a different way. These not-so-average financial concepts that we talk about on our show, it's the gathering of the revolutionaries who are sick and tired of being sick and tired with the traditional approaches to money management, and we're ready to drink from the proverbial fire hose of all the incredible things that we're discovering as far as how money truly works. So one of our keynote presenters last fall was Len Rainier. And let me tell you a bit about Len before we jump into our episode. Now, with over 30 years of experience, Len has dedicated his career to studying economic trends, government programs, and regulations. His research brought him a new awareness to the financial challenges that are being faced right now by the average American. Okay, I don't want you to be average. I want you to be not so average. So as the founder of the Wealth and Wisdom Institute, Len emphasizes education, discovery, and understanding, navigating the complexities of personal finance. He's been recognized as an advisory role at Wayne State University and for speaking engagements at the Federal Reserve of Chicago Money Smart Week. So in today's episode, he'll be covering how families work together, how they can build a platform of wealth for each of the members of the family and for the family as a whole. Now, Len is going to share the story of a 47-year-old doctor with a family who has a retirement goal of $3 million. Now, initially, Len's financial planning focused solely on the doctor, but he overlooked the impact on the 70-year-old mother. So Len will emphasize in the episode here, pay attention to what he does as a planner here, his important moves he makes to help consider the broader family context in the financial planning he does. So we're going to cover the true meaning of wealth and well-being for parents, children, and even grandchildren. And even if you don't have a family, I think you're going to find great value in learning how to leave the world a better place. So charities, nonprofits, and other causes that you care about need to be incorporated into the legacy that you'll leave this world someday. We need more people like you. We need your mission to continue. So let's dive into part two with Len Rainier.
So I want to share with you a client that we worked on several years ago. And it's important that that time factors in, because you're going to have to realize what was going on several years ago in the economy. He was a doctor. He was 47-year-old, married and had three kids. And that, you know, we looked at, you know, he had bought life insurance from us, a ton of life insurance. I was managing his qualified plan, and he was putting $40,000 away into his retirement plan. And he had a $3 million retirement goal. Folks, what do you see? Well, I see something that's pretty basic, don't you? I'm sitting here, and this is like a traditional thought process I must have had when we started working with this guy. But I wanted to ask you, what didn't you see? What don't you see in your life many times? I didn't see in the beginning his 70-year-old mother. An extension of his planning that wasn't even brought up in traditional financial thinking. Something there has value. And we need to take a look at the whole picture, not just his picture, because his picture, you know, in traditional thinking was taken care of. But if we took it one step further and asked them 11 seconds of questions, are you a member of a strong, loving family? Are your parents or children alive? On a scale from 1 to 5, 5 being the best, how's their health? On a scale from 1 to 5, 5 being the best, how are they doing financially? So let me break this down in the conversation I had with this client. He was a good client. We were very close. His mother was 70 years old. She had the one son and three grandsons. She was living on Social Security and her husband's pension. And she was living on $40,000 a year. She had $700,000 in the stock market. And back at the time frame, you remember the time frame I mentioned to you, she had lost $250,000. I wasn't managing that account for her. And she lived in a $250,000 home in Detroit, and we knew exactly where it was at because there was only two of them. That's my little sense of humor about the housing here. Now, what do you see in your planning effort, in your family? Now we've expanded it to the second generation for this client. Now, what do you see? I see an inheritance. I could say, well, that's well, and let's make sure we got the trust right. Let's make sure there's only two points of ownership here that you can deal with. A, a trust, or B, the family. So let's take a look at how this unfolded. I looked at Mrs. Smith. The doctor brought his mother in because I had told the doctor what I did for my family. I sat down with my kids and said, you know what? There's an opportunity sitting in front of you, girls, that you may not see. And this opportunity is so critical to your financial future, I feel I have an obligation to share it with you, even if it's for you to say no to the idea. So I started walking through the process of me leaving the planet. We're all going to do it someday. And I sat with the girls and said, you know what? Let me ask you some important questions. If you knew the two teams that would be playing in the Super Bowl next year from the Word of God, He wants you to know this. And if I could tell you the score of that game, he wants you to know this. And who was going to win? Remember, he wants you to know this. How much would you invest in that moment? How much would you bet on that? And I looked at my kids and I said, kids, someday in the near future, I'm going to have to leave. And I want you to bet on it. I want you to invest in that moment. It's the joy of my life. Invest in it. It's all I have. We sat down with my kids and we went through everything. We went through their families and their marriage and everything else. And between the kids, we came up with $17,000. And at that point in time frame in my life, it bought $2.5 million. They bought a life insurance policy on me. If I live to life expectancy, which is coming up quick. No, if I live to life expectancy, the internal rate of return on that tax-free is 19.8%. They own it. I don't. It's outside my estate. It's tax-free as of now. So, Mrs. Smith, you have $700,000 investments that didn't do too well. You know, if we took this investment, we could almost double your income with an income rider here and preserve the basis for your son and your grandchildren. They will own the number. That's the first step. The second thing was, Mrs. Smith, what are you going to do when you decide to leave the planet? Well, I'm going to give the house to my son. Well, you know what? You know what he's going to do? He's going to go down to Aco Hardware and buy a $19.95 sign that says for sale. I see something just a little bit different, and it's going to take me about 4 minutes to go through it. So just give me that time. So the $250,000 paid off home, I asked Mrs. Smith, are you a member of a strong, loving family? Because this opportunity, I need you to say no to it, or I need you to say yes to it. Mrs. Smith, sell your son your home right now. Doctor, you are putting $40,000 into your qualified plan for retirement. I want you to go out and find the longest mortgage you can. Back when we did this, because time is important here, a 4% interest rate over 30 years was $1,200 a month. You're going to spend $14,400 a year on the mortgage. And by the way, the interest will be tax deductible. Okay. So out of the $40,000, you're not spending any more money. We're just reducing the amount you're putting into your qualified plan at this point, because this is going to move out to you. When your mother decides to leave the planet, it's going to move out to you tax-free. Mrs. Smith takes the tax-free dollars you're getting from your, under current IRS laws, $250,000 from the mortgage company, and I want you to put it into a modified endowment legacy program. I want you to put it in its life insurance. Okay? And what that $250,000 will do for you, Mrs. Smith, is when you decide to leave the planet in 10 years, let's say, you will leave your family behind $700,000 additional dollars tax-free. Doctor, you will have paid $144,000 on that mortgage to net at that time in the 10th year, $700,000 tax-free. In the 10th year, that's a 26.5% tax-free rate of return. By the way, the Dow Industrials average for the year is 5.5% taxable at risk following regulations and being hit by inflation. Now the doctor started asking funny questions. Len, I was putting $40,000 into my SEP program. I paid $14,000 for my mom's house every year. What am I supposed to do with the other $26,500? I said, you know what? You got three kids, don't you? He goes, yeah, I remember them all too, really hard. They're going into college and everything. I said, well, then here's what you should do. I want you to create a midlife legacy program, put the $25,600 into a a life insurance contract. It will create $600,000 for you tax-free at retirement in 19 years. Then, once we start working that policy, you will change ownership of that policy to your children, and they will have a legacy on you. They will pay the premiums at that time, and they will own the death benefit. So here's what happened with Mrs. Smith and Doctor. He came in with a qualified plan I was managing for $650,000. We preserved the mother's assets that she had in the stock market. We put it into an annuity with an income rider back then, and she could get $30,000 to $40,000 a year out of it. But it preserved the basis for who? The doctor and her grandchildren. The mother's legacy, she put $250,000 from the home, which was tax-free, into a modified endowment, and it created $700,000 of death benefit back then. It's not going to be as high as it was. You know, we're right around $550,000 to $600,000 now in the same scenario today. And doctor, your legacy program and your life insurance, on top of the $650,000 that will continue to grow in our investment accounts for your 401k, you will have an additional $600,000 of tax-free money when we start working that policy and taking the money out. We did all of this without you spending one more dime than you're currently spending, doctor. How do you feel? You walked into this room, and an hour later, we're talking about your family with $2.65 million, and you didn't spend one more dime than you're currently spending. Now what do you see? What didn't you see? Did we think deep enough in our exploration with our clients? Did traditional planning leave out a whole bunch of things we should be looking at? Owning the number. The doctor owned the number on his mother. His kids owned the number on him. And we did it without them spending one more dime than currently spending. It was amazing to me because just about, this was about 7, 8, 9 years ago. Last year, Mrs. Smith died. And we didn't end up with $2.65 million. And think about this. The doctor was now only 59. And with the increase in the value of the house, with the tax savings, with the increase in the cash value, with the death benefit, instead of $2.65 million, the doctor now has $3.7 million, 30% above what we projected. And $2 million of it is tax-free. If we're not thinking about overcoming the core elements, we got a problem. If we're not using the things that are right in front of us with some of the old-fashioned ideas, you know, the rich have understood the idea of legacy. Our greatness of our country was formed on two elements that were very important. Our Constitution centered around this philosophy of family and religion. And I think that's what gnaws some people today. You know, they don't want family to be the center point of their lives. They want the government to be the center point of their lives. And religion, well, that's one of those things that they can't control, so they're against it. But those are the key elements in my planning efforts when we look at this, because it all comes down to ownership and where we're going to be with this. So we've created, as Mark showed, we've created this book without any marketing, just by talking to financial people across the country, has sold over 700,000 copies. It's a 22-minute read. And if you don't have a copy of it, you know, you can either contact me or contact your representative, and let's see if we can get this rolling for them. On top of that, we've created the new book called Double Jeopardy, Hiddenomics and the Role of Government. And a key question here is, will you inherit all the challenges, the risk, the taxes, the regulation, the inflation, and the depreciation of the dollar, or will you inherit the solution? It's a matter of choice, not a matter of chance. If you're having the wrong conversation, you'll never get to the right solution. So we also put out some elements that you can peruse through about generational planning and how it will impact your life today. My kids own a number on me. And what's amazing about that number they own on me is that they can use it as an asset. They can use it for my grandkids' college planning. They can use it for things they want to do in their life without impacting their investments. And it's tax-free. We also put out a white paper called The Family Legacy. This was part of a five-minute speech that I gave to the Federal Reserve of Chicago, talking about how we became a great nation relying on the family and not the government. And then finally, if you want any information about Wealth and Wisdom Institute, some of our training, some of our lessons, some of our books, we've had five books on the publisher's bestsellers list. And I'm all about thinking out of the box. I got totally upset with the financial services industry years ago and started challenging them. And the funny thing is now they hire me to come and speak because they don't want to think anybody to think that they're one of the companies I talk about. It's funny. It's the way it goes around. But Mark, I want to thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you.
If you have any questions or any comments, give me a shout. WealthandWisdomInc.com. Thanks, Mark.
Well, that's WealthandWisdomInc.com. Thank you. Glenn, thanks so much again for allowing us to re-present this presentation you gave at the Not Your Average Financial Summit. You blew the doors off the barn. Once again, thank you so much. Couple of quick takeaways, guys, from today's episode. Number one, consider your family dynamics. After listening to the podcast, I believe you can assess your financial plan, ensure that your broader family, not just yourself, but your parents, your children, can be incorporated into your financial plan. How could it possibly incorporate a full family into your financial plan? Number two, think about your legacy and do some planning around it. You could explore the concept of legacy planning, include some ideas around life insurance, other financial tools like that to maximize wealth, to transfer across generations. That's literally what it's designed for. Number three, educate yourself. Lynn Rainier offered resources like books, white papers on any kind of general planning. So pay attention to the notes and the resources that he points to and go check those out. And finally, be sure to reach out to me or my team if you'd like to dive into this and implement a financial family plan. You can go to notyouraveragefinancialpodcast.com and click on the button that says request a meeting. We'd be happy to have a 15-minute phone strategy session. That's notyouraveragefinancialpodcast.com. Click on request a meeting. It's a big button on the top right of the screen, and we can have a quick phone call to see if this would be the right fit. Thank you, Len, and thank you everyone for joining me for this week's episode of Not Your Average Financial Podcast, helping you think and live differently with your money, your economy, and your future.
This has been another episode of the Not Your Average Financial Podcast. To join a financial revolution and start thinking different about money, go to www.nyafinancialpodcast.com and click Request a Meeting.
The topics presented in this podcast are for general information only and not for the purposes of providing legal, accounting, or investment advice. On such matters, please consult a professional who knows your specific situation.